call. Will is on the Zoom. Hello, William.
Buck, what's up, dude?
So I trust you to be technologically sound. Will Compton, by the way, of Bussin' with the Boys, here on 104.5 The Zone. I'm Buck Rising. This is my show, and Will is kind enough to be the third of a fairly reputable guest list today. And so we plan all this out because Bussin' with the Boys is doing great things here in the Nashville sports market, even though it's not a sports podcast. Subscribe, rate, and review wherever it is that you get your podcasts. But I say to Will, you know, it'd be great. You guys are having a lot of good guests. You guys are doing a lot of cool stuff with the podcast. Why don't you come on the radio show and we'll talk about it? Maybe it becomes a regular thing. Who knows? And so the first day that we try this, after literally weeks of planning this, William, you botch it. You screw up the technology. You try to wreck my first radio show. I'm literally here stalling when talking about wide receivers and free agency and all manner of other crap. And here you are trying to ruin my first day. Defend yourself.
Well, I'm not surprised that when I got on, all I hear you talking about is Corey Davis. It's all you tweet about. It's all you talk about. And it's probably your only material you go off of. But I do apologize. I signed on. I could see your face. I don't know why I can't see your face now. I'm on Zoom. And I guess my mic wasn't working. And I clicked on a YouTube to see if I could hear it on my headphones. And it said, like, audio rendering, please restart your computer. And then that's all. I was like, oh, this is my fault. I'm not prepared. It's past 12:20. Buck is going to be irritated. But we made it. We're here right now. I'm stoked. I'm ecstatic to be on your first show. What do you have for me?
What do I have for you? Well, I just had your former. What do I have for you? I have a great many things for you, William, that I can't say on the air. And that is best left for private conversations. First, I am more than a one-trick Corey Davis pony. I think I can do a great many things, which is, by the way, rip you on the internet, which, by the way, your former boss has just done about your haircut. John Robinson was just on with us in the previous segment. And what he said, Will, was that they're looking at a lot of ways to try and bring some of their guys back. Are you among one of these people that they're trying to get back before we get into your shameless promotion?
I don't know. What did he say? Did you ask him that?
He said you better get a better barber if you're going to be on that roster.
Hey, you want to know what's funny?
What?
We have the same barber. So I don't know if he said that or told you that, but we have the same barber. So I don't know what horse he was sitting on, but we're on the same one.
Maybe you bring him on the bus and you advocate for your reasons to come back. By the way, Will Compton of Bussin' with the Boys here with us on 104.5 The Zone. So you guys put out an episode every Wednesday now. The content has been spectacular. You and Lawan, even though I don't like to give either of you credit for much because you have mocked me publicly on this podcast. In fact, I wish that I had been good at my job and thought ahead and we could have played that clip for the people, but we don't have that available.
We can find it.
We can find it. There will be other times that we will do this.
Today,
TJ Hockenson and George Kittle, two of the best tight ends in football right now. You guys have really created, under the Barstool umbrella, a really, really great ecosystem for players and coaches and people in football to kind of gather and include the audience, myself included, because you all are never this interesting when I talk to you on a Zoom, or much less, you know, outside of a Zoom, but that's okay.
Yes.
You guys have created an environment where it is as transparent as I have ever seen football players in front of a microphone. We'll get to Kittle and Hockenson in a second, but I the place that I have to start is with Derrick Henry. I mean, you guys did such a great show with Derek, and Derek was great. And that is not somebody that we see on a regular basis, especially now that media isn't allowed in the locker room, as my alarm goes off unprofessionally. Derek was exceptional a couple weeks ago on the podcast, and I'm wondering, Will, what you kind of went into this endeavor with, because we've talked about this with you before, and before you were under Barstool, and how you've kind of grown it in a way that you have where, I mean, every NFL player in the league seems to want to be on this podcast, or otherwise you're badgering them on social media to come on.
Right. Yeah. I mean, when I was in Washington, that's kind of when podcasting was getting rolling with the Joe Rogan Experience, Tim Ferriss, Ben Greenfield Fitness, like performance stuff. And I was just always somebody who loved podcasting. I loved listening to them when I drove to work and back every day. And nobody in the NFL space was doing a podcast at the time. And I always was intrigued to potentially start a podcast and have kind of the conversations you hear in the locker room, the conversations you hear in the sauna, the conversation you hear in the cold tub, the hot tub, like all over the facility, and have them behind a mic. Because athletes, especially football players, we're always under a helmet. People don't really know us outside of the helmet. So I thought, why not start a podcast with a best friend of mine, Taylor Lewan, shout out the boy, and start having these th this dialogue, these conversations, create an environment where guys feel safe. You know, we're always, we always let guys know that anything that they're uncomfortable saying or that they felt uncomfortable talking about at the time when they're driving home, if they want us to take it out, our mantras being for the boys. So kind of creating that space of like, hey, let it flow, talk however you want. And if you want some things out, let us know. We'll take it out. But it's just creating that environment, that locker room environment to where guys feel open enough, safe enough to kind of have that dialogue to where we're all boys and kind of talking the same way we do in the locker room and every other space that I mentioned earlier.
At Bussin WTB is where you follow the bus and all of the great things that they're doing. At underscore Will Compton is where you follow him for all manner of terrible haircuts and you know social media stupidity that he's propagating. Yet you literally spent all
No
off.
question.
It's I'm honestly still upset with you, and there will be more time for me to yell at you about this. But you spent an entire week after the off season farting into a camera and tweeting it out at Ravens fans in a way that is just. It's it, it it might be the most disrespectful act I've ever seen.
I like to use my social media. I like to treat my Twitter and my Instagram like a group chat. I have a lot of fun in group chats with all the boys. You're in a couple of them. And I like to treat Twitter the same way. Once you kind of get over the fact that on the no pun intended, tweets are like a fart in the wind and as fleeting as song lyrics, once you get over that hurdle, you kind of just enjoy it and have fun with it and just kind of have the freedom because that's all we do in our friend groups anyway, is chirp each other and have a good time. And that's kind of how I like to treat my social media, mixed with a little motivation and inspiration that I get every now and then.
Yeah, you know, you get a fart tweet, and then you see a quote from
You're right.
Odysseus, and literally the
Hey,
next tweet.
no
It's
doubt.
unbelievable.
No doubt, dude. No doubt. It's like if I think of something and I laugh at it and where I feel like it's funny, then it's like I'll just pull up Twitter, put it out there, and then set the phone down and let it go to work.
So, you have alluded to the group text that we are in, and it's a particularly poisonous one, as far as I'm concerned. You know, you are in the rare position where now I can publicly pressure you on my platform. I'm kind of an
You are.
in-demand get right now. When is my invite coming? I've been waiting almost 2 years at this point, and you have pushed me off, and now you have no choice because I have you in a vulnerable setting.
Well, you're welcome. You are welcome on the bus. We got to wait for the boy to get back from Arizona.
I don't believe
If you don't
that.
remember, you've been on the bus.
I have been on the
You've
bus.
been on the bus and you said, listen, I can't wait to, I can drag you now because this is your show.
I
But if you don't, re if you can recall, you started this whole train by
did.
taking a jab at me on not having a job. That was what, a couple years ago. I've had a couple since then. But listen, we do got to find a time. I've avoided you a little bit. I haven't avoided you. I just haven't answered that question.
Unbelievable.
And now that you're in your new gig, you're the new chick on the block, dude. You're welcome on the bus. We got to get Taylor back in town and we'll get it lined up.
Unbelievable. The disrespect that my friends allegedly seem to show me. Okay, so the
I
episode.
told you too. I told you too for our Under the Hood segment. Like, if when the moment I can come in studio, we can bring a camera in and have a good time. Like, we're able to do that too. But we gotta
No,
wait
no, no.
until
Don't
some of
try to
these
pawn me off on your YouTube segments. And by the way, I don't know where you've been lately. I think you need an entire bleach bath before I allow you into what is now my space. But anyway, you have a great podcast out. I listened to it literally on my. It's been a while since I've actually had to commute into work with T.J. Hockenson, George Kittle, two NFL star tight ends who have taken to Nashville as kind of their off-season homes. I saw Kittle at the Preds game last night, even though they were not very good. But Kittle is somebody who has really engendered himself to Nashville. And I guess what is the thing? Because I don't want you to give away the whole episode. I need the people listening to this to go subscribe, rate, and review to Bussin' with the Boys and watch them on YouTube when the video episodes come out. What's the one thing, the one conversation with Hockenson and George Kittle that you don't want people to miss?
Well, I think a couple of them. They talk about claiming Iowa as tight end U. They have a very good argument about it. They chirped me a lot because Nebraska and Iowa are supposed rivals, and in the last 5, 6 years, Nebraska hasn't shown out that well. So we have it, the banter is all time. But the one conversation that stood out to me is when TJ is talking about Matt Stafford and playing with Stafford and what Stafford meant to not only him but the team in the city of Detroit. There were some cool bits in there that he talks about. Like Buck said, you can go and listen and subscribe to the boys. But it was good, man. And you're right, they have kind of created this culture in Nashville. Kittle's family's out here. He just bought 75 acres out west. He's building an incredible barn workout facility where there's going to be recovery and rehab, and he's got people coming out to him. But they've created a cool culture, man. Before he came, they came on the bus. They're like, "Will, you have to come do Fat Arm Friday with us, work out with us, pump the arms. You got to eat breakfast with us at their breakfast club." And I basically got to see how they all worked, and it was I was into it. I like the vibe they have going on. They have several 49ers down here. They're all trained together. They all do breakfast club at like 9:30 in the morning. Then they go lift, then they go run and do all their rehab and stuff together. So they got something fun going in Nashville. And I am glad he's here because George, he's one of the boys. He's one of the boys. He's willing to fill in at any time. And now I think we're bringing TJ along as like our younger brother.
Yeah, who wouldn't want to be a part of that family? God knows it's not dysfunctional.
Well, Buck, what'd you think of the episode?
I really enjoyed the listen. I would never tell you this. You know, I guess I'm now going to have to tell you publicly with many, many
Don't lie
thousands.
to me.
I'm not listen. I wouldn't lie to you. I've never lied to you. I've always been brutally honest with what I think about you and everything that you do. I really enjoy the show. Now, sometimes it's incredibly ADD, and I feel like I need to pop an Adderall myself just to be able to keep up with where the hell you guys are going. But the content is good. The comfort level of guys that it is my job to follow now more than ever from afar. It's difficult. It's made it really hard. And you know, to see those elements of George Kittle, to see those elements of Derrick Henry, Delanie Walker when you guys debuted was absolutely exceptional. And people don't get to see that. And you guys have allowed them into your space, into your world, into your, you know, your sauna, your Fat Arm Friday, whatever. And it's really, I think, you know, honestly, I'm a little scared of it because it's making people like me less valuable, Will. And but I think it's good for you guys as athletes, and I told you this the first time that I did come on the bus, is that the media landscape is changing. Everybody and their mother has a podcast, but you guys were the first. You guys started the trend. You guys were the first active NFL players. Maybe you not at the time, but it's okay. You've gotten a couple jobs since then. You guys have really, really done well from my perspective of kind of letting the fan bases know who are the most important people, who you guys are. And I think that's a really, really cool thing. And the episode was good. Go subscribe, rate, and review wherever it is that you get your podcast. Bussin' with the Boys.
I appreciate that, Buck. Those are some kind words.
That's the only nice thing I'm going to say to you because I'll savage
I
you in the group
know.
Chat for what you've done.
I know you will.
What
I
you've
know
done
you
to
will.
Me, just in turn, you know, I'm having a good day. It was a great day until you botched the Zoom, but it's okay. We got something out of it, and I appreciate you coming on the show for real, Will. It was it's fun to talk to you, and I hope you'll come back, and I'll bother you more about the bus later on.
Yeah, maybe I'll have to try and find a time that John's in the barber shop, and we'll have to go. We'll talk about all this whole free agency thing coming up.
Godspeed. Just don't get too fat because I see what you're eating on Instagram, and
Hey,
you have to be close to husky at this point.
I enjoy myself, but I got to pat myself on the back. I've locked it in for the last couple weeks.
Will Compton, diet starts tomorrow. NFL free agent for any team listening to this who wants to sign him. He's available. Come get him, especially if you're the Tennessee Titans. He's a local boy. Bussin' with the Boys is available now wherever it is that you get your podcast. Get the hell out of here. I got to finish up my radio show.
All right, brother. Thanks for having me, as always.
As always, Will Compton, kind enough to hang out with us here. Okay, JT has been here with me for the final hour. We are going to grade my first show. You can get in on the conversation. We're not going to have a lot of time. I feel like this has flown by, but I think that the debut went pretty well. JT will give me his unvarnished opinion. He doesn't know this, but it's coming up next. I'm Buck Rising, and this is 104.5 The Zone. Let's face it.